This is Wendy Powell, your Wildcat District Livestock Production Agent. This past winter is one that producers will want to soon forget, along with its mud. Excess moisture in the form of snow and rain caused significant surface and drainage damage to confined pen surfaces. Additionally, many producers utilized higher than normal amounts of bedding for berthing areas and in pens for confined livestock to have a dry area to rest and reduce their environmental stress. However, this additional bedding material must now be removed when cleaning pens. For producers utilizing temporary feeding and bedding areas, substantial levels of manure and fecal bacteria have accumulated. In fact, there are around 4.5 million fecal coliform bacteria per pound of material in a typical winter feeding site. Fecal bacteria present on these sites can survive in the manure and wasted feed sludge, especially surrounding round bill feeders, for several months. So, if these sites are not cleaned, animals using these sites later this year will be exposed to these same bacteria, which has the potential to cause health challenges and disease. The soggy conditions in pens often leads to development of uneven drainage patterns from manure and dirt shifting and animals walking in these areas disturbing the pen surface. This leads to pooling of water that may occur in a pen location previously established to shed water. When cleaning pens of accumulated manure or used bedding this spring, producers should re-establish drainage flow patterns as needed. It's important to create or redevelop mounds that can serve as a valuable place for livestock to utilize for a location that often dries faster and can provide more comfort. There are a couple of options for cleaning pens and feeding sites. The most effective method is to scrape the area. By cleaning and spreading the material over a large land area, the material will dry and be exposed to sunlight, thus killing the fecal bacteria and serving as a fertilizer source for growing forage or on crop ground. This is the ideal method of disposal, but lack of producer access to a manure spreader may prevent this practice in some situations. The second option for cleaning up these sites involves piling for composting. Ideal composting involves the combination of nitrogen, like manure, and a carbon source, like wasted hay. Feeding site waste provides an ideal material to compost if scraped and piled together. Composting generates heat and kills fecal bacteria and prevents their use as a larva food source. Once the pile is composted, it can either be removed and land applied, or it can be graded, packed, and served as a mound in confined pens. For more information on cleaning up winter feeding sites, give me a call at the Wildcat Extension District, 620-784-5337.